Microsoft backs rural broadband system. From the Wall Street Journal by Jay Green. Microsoft Corporation plans to put its lobbying and financial muscle behind a long-shot technology that taps unused television bandwidth to bring broadband access to underserved areas of America. In a speech Tuesday in Washington, President and Chief Legal Officer Brad Smith is expected to announce support for TV white space technology, which the company says is a frugal way to address the digital divide between U.S. cities and rural areas. He also plans to encourage the Trump administration and Congress to ensure white space spectrum is available on an unlicensed basis in every market in the country and to consider the technology as they develop a new national infrastructure proposal. The Federal Communications Commission estimates more than 23 million people in rural areas lack fast internet access, defined as having minimum download speed of 25 megabits a second. Cities commonly have service speeds that top 100 megabits a second. Microsoft, which has advocated white space technology for years, said it would form partnerships with rural telecommunications companies to invest in at least 12 projects in 12 states over the next year, hoping to bring broadband connectivity to 2 million people in rural America by July 4, 2022. The company declined to say how much it would spend on the effort. Mr. Smith, in an interview, referred to the spending as a civic investment, but acknowledged bringing high-speed connectivity to rural areas will likely bring new customers to the software giant as well. It is going to be good for everybody in technology, including Microsoft, Mr. Smith said. The technology Microsoft is championing harnesses unused bandwidth between TV channels to wirelessly deliver access. To use that spectrum, telecoms set up base station radios, which can send and receive signals up to 10 miles in rural areas. These radios transmit to antennas attached to homes, which connect to Wi-Fi routers inside. The promise is that TV white space could provide access to distant reaches of the country at a fraction of the cost of other options. Microsoft estimates it would cost $10 billion to $15 billion to connect rural America with broadband access using TV white spaces, compared with $15 billion to $25 billion using fixed wireless technology and $45 billion to $65 billion running fiber optic cable to homes. The broadcast industry doesn't share Microsoft's support. In a letter to the FCC on Monday, National Association of Broadcasters Associate General Counsel Patrick McFadden said there are only 800 white space devices registered in the U.S., many just test devices. Microsoft has been making promises about white space technology for well over a decade, he wrote, yet there remain few tangible consumer benefits associated with white space deployments across the U.S. The trade group is concerned that the spectrum Microsoft hopes telecom partners will use for white space services could interfere with broadcast TV channels. Moreover, broadcasters have complained they don't have enough spectrum of their own. In response to the broadcast group's criticism, Microsoft noted most new telecommunication technologies have taken over a decade from the regulatory authorization to commercial adoption. TV white spaces have been no exception, a company spokesman said. While the technology hasn't taken off in the U.S., Microsoft has financially backed white space efforts to bring internet access to 185,000 people in 20 projects globally, including rollouts in developing countries such as Kenya, Colombia, and the Philippines.